Tonight we're going to talk about what we should delight in. Psalm 1, we'll start there. We'll be mostly in Psalms and Proverbs. What should we delight in? I think it's a good message for a befitting night. I think that there's no problem in delighting in other things that happen and all the things that we enjoy. And things are nice. It's great. I'll delight in the getting on a flight tomorrow, and I'll delight in a conference, and I'll delight in a football game, and I'll delight in other things. I think we should there's lots of things. It's fine. I delight when you get out of bed in the morning. But there's certain things we should really delight in. I mean, the word delight is used especially in the Bible. There's lots of things God likes, but there's certain things we delight in, and we should delight in. Psalm 1, verse 1, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but they are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, or sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Let's go ahead and pray. Lord, I pray you'd help us now to delight in the right things. Give us your wisdom, first of all, what you want us to delight in. You've given us some outlines in the Word of God, some thoughts, some things that we should delight in. May we not only not delight in the wrong things, but delight in the right things. We need that wisdom, first of all, of what, but we need your grace and strength to give us how. We need the Spirit of God to personally apply it to each one of us, and we pray he would do so. And you speak tonight. Thank you for everyone here. Thank you for this night. In Jesus' name, amen. People will delight in a lot of things, and it varies a lot. I've seen people delight in knitting, and football, and rockets, and Mars rovers, and hairdos. People delight in all kinds of things. It's just depends on whatever tickles your fancy. There are some things we're supposed to delight in, and the sermon is what we're supposed to delight in, but I just want to take a sec and just show you there's things you're not supposed to delight in. And Psalm 62, just a couple things not to delight in. I could go into maybe a three-quarters of a sermon with just what not to delight in that God says, but we're just going to touch it just real quick, just to show you some things don't delight in. And they verses Psalm 62 and just verse 4, and they consult to cast him down from his excellency. They delight in lies. They bless with their mouth, and they curse inwardly. So they delight in lies. We're not supposed to delight in lies, obviously. Proverbs chapter 2 and verse 14, it says, who rejoice to do evil and delight in the frowardness, that's the perversion of the wicked. So we're not supposed to delight in the perversion of the wicked. And so we're not supposed to delight in things. And by the way, there are some things you should delight in. And there are some things in life you shouldn't delight in. I delight in certain desserts. But if I delight too much in them, I get in trouble. Edmund got in big trouble in Narnia, didn't he, with Turkish delight. And we should be careful in what we delight. Don't delight everything. Not everything is good to delight. And we should not delight in everything. First of all, what should we delight in? I'm going to give you a few things the Bible says. We just started with one. First of all, what should we delight in? We should delight in the Word of God. We should delight in His delight is in the law of the Lord. Psalm 1:2. Let's look at Psalm 119. Got several verses in Psalm 119. It's all over this chapter. We should delight in the Bible. Now, just think about that. Now, I know you. We probably think, well, oh yeah, we're supposed to think the Bible is the truth, and we're supposed to, you know, be glad we have it, all this stuff. But it says stronger than that. It says His delight. That's pretty strong. Your delight. I mean, what do you delight in? I talked about this morning, delighting in one of my children and delighting in being married and delighting in some good things, and people will delight in their football team tonight and they'll delight in it. How about we delight in the Word of God? Psalm chapter 119 and verse 16, I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. Verses 47 and 48, I will delight myself in thy commandments, which I have loved. My hands also I lift up unto thy commandments, which I have loved. And I will meditate on thy statutes. Back to verse 35. Make me to go in the path of thy commandments, for therein do I delight. Boy, he has a lot of delight in the Bible, doesn't he? But why wouldn't we? It gives us the words of life. You ever heard the song, Wonderful Words of Life? Sing them over again to me. Wonderful words of life. Beautiful words. Listen, after a while, when you start reading the Bible and it starts impacting your life, it gives you eternal life. It helps you know how to have a family. It helps you with your finances. It helps you with peace. It helps you in troubles. It helps you know where to go in darkness. Listen, this book is something you ought to love. It's the greatest thing in the world, and you ought to love and delight in the Word of God. Psalm 112 and verse 1. It says, praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. He delights greatly in the commandments. God's going to bless that person who delights greatly. No wonder he says that they shall be like the tree planted by the rivers of water. You understand, if you delight in the Word of God, you've impressed God, and God's going to bless you. We just read a bunch of promises that say that. And listen, his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law do they meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree. Listen, love the Word of God. Delight in it, because God likes it when you like his book. You ever written something that was real important to you? A poem, a song, a letter to somebody, and you can't wait for them to read it. You almost want to watch them read it. That's how God is. It's his greatest thing he ever gave man outside of Jesus, and Jesus is called the Word. It's the magnum opus of God for man is the Word of God. And God says, I want you to like it. I want you to understand this thing is absolutely perfect and true. Love the Word of God. Delight in it. Be excited to read it. Don't feel like it's a chore. Don't feel like it's a chore. Be glad you have a Bible. I haven't got to watch it. Somebody sent me a video of somebody getting handed a Bible, and I just glanced at it. I was in a hurry, and I judged by the country, I'd guess it was Indonesia, by the people. Just a quick picture. And they just said this video of their delight in getting a Bible changed my life as a person who sent it to me. And I didn't get to watch a video, but I already got a pretty good idea. And I'm hoping we get to do that in the Philippines, by the way. Take some Bibles. Oh, you know, praise the Lord. I didn't even tell you this. Praise the Lord. I got a hold of a Bible Literature Missionary Foundation. I said, hey, we're going to the Philippines. We're going to be going where the hurricane went. I said, we got another place where they want Bibles. And I said, what can we do? He says, if you can get Bibles there for free, he says, we got as many Bibles as you want. Because we're going to have luggage. We get two free luggages. So he said, we got as many Bibles as we want to take with us. And they're in Tagalog and English. And so all free. Praise the Lord. The only thing we have to get now is our study Bibles, and we're set with that. And I'm excited about that. I'm excited our people, us in the church, and I don't know how many we're going to be able to take. We're figuring out the weight and things. But I'm excited to be. And by the way, people who don't have, and how many Bibles do we have in our house? How many Bibles do you have? We should never forget how blessed we are to have a Bible. You know, 500 years ago, there wasn't a Christian who had a Bible in their house. The only Bibles were in church, and just a few people who were taking them, trying to print them, and they were hidden in very secure places, usually on their body somewhere, sewn inside a coat or something. We have Bibles. Delight in it and be excited. What else should we delight in? Number two, peace. We should delight in peace. Let me take you to Psalm 37, verse 11. This was not, many times I get a sermon and I kind of, you know, got an idea of what it's going to say. This is not something I had in mind to be in this message, but it was in the Bible. And so I didn't realize it was. And in the study of it, I realized it was in the peace. The peace was in the Bible several times. Psalm 37 and verse 11. It says, but the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. Psalm 68, they delight themselves in the abundance of peace. Psalm 68, verse 30. Rebuke the company of spearmen, the multitude of the bulls with the calves of the people, till everyone submit himself with pieces of silver. Scatter thou the people that delight in war. Psalm 120, Psalm 120 and verse 7. I am for peace. But when I speak, they are for war. You know what? The more spiritual you get and the farther along you get, you know what you realize? I just want peace. I don't like to fight. I don't like problems. I don't like strife. But there are people out there who like strife. But God says, I want you to delight yourself in peace. Matthew 5:9 says, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God. Listen, when you're young sometimes, when you're foolish sometimes, you kind of like strife. You like arguments. You like fights. The more spiritual you get, the more you want to get. Now, you can't always get along. And we're willing to earnestly contend for the faith. But you know what? We should delight in peace. We should delight when our families are getting along. We should delight when we love somebody and they love us back. We should delight when there's no war in the world. Delight in peace. Thirdly, what should we delight in? We should delight in good children. Proverbs chapter 29. Proverbs chapter 29. I like this one. Proverbs 29, delight in good children. Proverbs 29 and verse 17. Proverbs 29:17. Correct thy son, and he shall give thee rest. Yea, he shall give delight to thy soul. Listen, good children. I know. When your children are good, it makes you happier than you being good. I mean, they're a delight to you. It makes you feel great. It is so good. Children who are serving God. I was listening to driving in and to church tonight, and my kids sitting back there and singing, "And Can It Be" on the way to church. Oh, it feels so good to hear my kids praise the Lord. And it's so it's wonderful. Children who serve God are a delight. I think that's also true of spiritual children. 3 John verse 4 says, I have no greater joy than to see my children walk in truth. Those are not his physical children, of course, in 1st, 2nd, 3rd John. It's a general epistle. But 3rd John is written to a certain group. 1st John is a general epistle. 3rd John is written to a certain group of people, just a couple of people. And he says, I have no greater joy. They weren't his physical children. They were spiritual children. And to know that they walk in truth, I think that's true for your children you disciple. And I think that's true for people that you disciple, your spiritual children, people you win to Christ and disciple. No greater joy. Now, that's pretty powerful. I would think the greatest joy would be salvation. Yet their salvation becomes more precious than yours. I have no greater joy than seeing they walk in truth. Listen, he that begetteth a fool doeth it to his own sorrow, the Bible says. But children, good children, are a delight. Next thing we should delight in, we should delight in doing God's will. Psalm chapter 40. We should delight in doing God's will. Psalm chapter 40. Verse 8. I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yea, thy law is within my heart. Delight in doing God's will. This is something that to be honest with you, it's a little bit of a struggle for me. When I got saved, I loved it. I love serving God. To this day, if everybody left church tonight and I had to clean everything up, I don't mind doing anything for God. There's times when you're exhausted, but you know what? Picking up people, driving people, witnessing, taking the Bible, handing out Bibles, going on the mission trip, picking up garbage for Jesus. You know what? God telling you what to do and you obeying, it's an honor and a joy to serve God. I delight to do your will, O God. One of the biggest struggles I had is when I got saved, I just jumped in and said, this is awesome. This is so fun to serve God. This is such a rich life. And then I started meeting the drag Christians, the miserable Christians, the burden Christians. And anything you ask them to do, you might as well ask, would you mind if I pull all your teeth with a pair of ice grips? I'm really tired. I've got a lot to do. That's not my specialty or my gift. Oh, man. In the Bible, I delight. It was a struggle. It still is. To this day, it is still true. I can't stop myself. If I say, hey, would you mind helping me pick up all the songbooks? And they say, I say, nope, don't worry about it. I would 1,000 times rather do it myself and enjoy doing it than have someone go, I don't know why people drop the songbooks on the floor after the service. You know, I got to get up early in the morning tomorrow. Oh, delight to do God's will. somebody asks you to do a special, say, I'd love to. Inside you might say, oh, I'm going to be so scared. But you say, you know what? I delight to do what God wants me to do. I delight to read my Bible. I delight to pray. Listen, the Christian life is the abundant life. It's not a burden you have to endure. You get to serve God. I got one amen. You get to serve God. Amen. It's an honor, delight to do God's will. It was interesting, this word delight that we talked about, rasam, it's in Leviticus in chapter 1. And I can't give you all the verses where it's used, but the word is switched from many different things. But that word means delight. You enjoy it. It's what you really, it's just the word we have for delight. In Leviticus chapter 1 and verse 3, this is the mandatory offerings that were to be brought, but he phrased it differently. He uses that word rasam, delight, but it's not translated delight in this verse because it's mandatory, but it's also still there because you're supposed to enjoy doing it. Verse 3, if his offering be a burnt sacrifice to the herd, let him offer a male without blemish. He shall offer it of his own voluntary. The word own voluntary means delight in the Hebrew. Will I at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation before the Lord, everything, even the things you're commanded to do, the things you want to do, there is mandatory offerings in the Old Testament and there is free will offerings. And you should delight to do God's will. That's what he said in Psalm chapter 40, verse 8. We should do that. Look at Psalm 122. Look at the attitude of joyfulness in doing God's will. Joyfulness in doing God's will. Psalm 122. Look at verse 1. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. You know what I'm excited about? I know every single one of you. You're here tonight because you like church. You like church. You know, some people say, oh, do I have to? Man, you get to go sing praises to God with other people. You get to give. You get to fellowship with people who love God. You get to hear the word of God preach. You get to have an invitation. You be glad you get to go to a Bible preaching church. Be excited about it. I was glad when they said unto me, it wasn't I had to do it. It wasn't a chore. It wasn't a burden. It's like somebody saying, here, you know what? Eat this bacon cheeseburger. I'm going to go, do I have to? No, I'm like, okay, have at it. I get to do this. This is great. Somebody's commanding me to do something I want to do. That's awesome. And I'm excited about that. I'm glad I get to do that. Look at Psalm 42. Look at just the attitude of delighting in doing the will of God. And Psalm 42 and verse 4. When I remember these things, I pour out my soul within me, for I had gone with a multitude. I went with them to the house of God with a voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept holy day. Psalm 84. He's enjoying. He's glad. Psalm 84, verse 1 and 2. How amiable are thy tabernacles, O God, O Lord of hosts. My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. Verse 10. For a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. Now I know there's harder services. I know tonight's a harder service for some of you. I know that. And I appreciate that. And I'm with you. I get it. But I want to say, listen, as a general rule, if serving God is a burden instead of a blessing, there's times when you got to trudge through some things you don't want to do. I get that. I understand that. But you know what? The whole in general of doing God's will, delight to do it. So you know what? This might be hard, but you know what? I am privileged to be able to do what God wants me to do. I delight to do God's will. And then lastly, I want to say things to delight in. We said delight in the word of God, delight in peace, delight in good children, delight in doing God's will, and lastly, delight yourself in God. Psalm 37, delight yourself in God. And the famous verse 4, Psalm 37, verse 4, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thy heart. Oh, man. This verse, if you read it quickly, you muse on this verse, and you'll understand the profoundness of it. Just like Psalm 40, verse 8, I delight to do thy will. Now I'm delighting in God himself. So you say, man, I got so many things I like. I got so many things that I love. They're my favorite things in the whole world. When you give those things up and say, Lord, I'm willing to lose those things for you. You are my all. You are my life. I delight in you. You're my heart's desire. And you long for God more than anything else in the world. You know what God does? God gives you the desires of your heart. It is a result. And I want to say, if you chase the desires of your heart, you know what you're going to find out? As you chase them, you're never satisfied. You give up the desires of your heart for God. God gives you the desires of your heart. And whatever he gives you, you're going to love it. You'll be shocked. You might not think that's the life he wanted, the plan you had planned. But all of a sudden, you give yourself to the Lord and delight in him. You'll find out that plan, when you get there, will totally fulfill your desire more than anything you gave up. Delight yourself in the Lord. That means a person. Lord, you're my delight. I love the Lord. He's my everything. I delight in himself. Let's look at 2 Chronicles 15 and verse 15. 2 Chronicles 15 and verse 15. Delight in the Lord. Is he your delight? Not and church is good and ministry is good and all these things, but he's a person. Delight in him. Love God. Want him to be your best friend. 2 Chronicles 15, verse 15. And all Judah rejoiced at this oath, for they had sworn with all their heart and sought him with their whole desire, and he was found of them. And the Lord gave them rest round about. They sought the Lord with all their desire. You're more important than anything in the world. God, I want you. And boy, there should be something inside you that says, I want to be close to God. I want to be near God. I want God to be close and my best friend. There's a longing for God that comes in, that the spirit of adoption, wherever we cry, Abba, Father, inside of us. Let me take you to Psalm 63. This is all a matter of longing for God, making him your desire, and the Lord being your desire more than anything else in the world. Psalm 63, verse 8. My soul followeth hard after thee. Thy right hand upholdeth me. If all of a sudden we had I'm chasing after you. My soul followeth hard after thee. And what is God doing? God's holding our hand while we're trying to get to him. He wants us to keep pursuing him. My soul thirsteth for thee. In the start of this chapter, my flesh longeth for thee. We want God. He's our desire more than anything in the world. If I were a genie or a fairy or anything like that, and all of a sudden you get your wishes tonight. Okay, what's your desire? You get one desire. And you can't get more. I know your tricks. I know you're wily. And all the spiritual talk aside, let me impress you aside. You're gonna go alone with God. And he's gonna give you one desire. I can give you this one desire. What are you gonna say? $1 billion? Some people are so dumb, they say, I want a new Ferrari. With $1 billion, you can buy a Ferrari and have left over. I want a wife. I want a new car. I want my house paid off. I want good health. What would you desire? What would be your biggest desire? What would be? I think the answer should be, although it isn't for us all the time, should be, I just want God. I want to be near and pleasing to God. I want the Lord to be happy and glorified. I long, my desire is you, Lord. Now, if we can get these desires right, if we can delight ourselves in the Lord, if our delights are the Word of God, if our delights are peace, if our delights are good children, if our delight is to do God's will, if our delight is the Lord himself, I think when we have the right delights, I think those are all attainable. And I think all those will fulfill you. But do not, so often this world has corrupted us, and our delights are dark delights. Because the world has tempted us. And when our delights are in bad things, we're in a lot of trouble. let's go and say, you know what? I've got to start delighting in the things that really matter. I've got to delight in the Lord and His Word and the things that matter. What do you really desire? What do you delight in? You can't order everything in the menu in life. Pick what products you really want. And listen, the delights of the world are a bunch of cotton candy. Yeah, it tastes good for a minute and take a bite of it for a minute, but it's not a meal. And it's not going to sustain you for a month. It's just something that tastes good for a minute. Delight yourself in the Lord and His Word and His work and His people. Delight yourself in the things of the Lord and obeying God. Have the right. That's what we should delight in. God delights in us. We should delight in Him. Let's bow for prayer. Father, thank You for teaching us what our delight should be. You just give us a list here. What we should delight in. Now, Lord, there's a list, but it's not always easy for us, Lord. And I pray You'd help us. I pray You'd help us to have the right delights. I delight to do Thy will, O God. What a beautiful verse. Please help us to do so, Father. Please help us and do a mighty work, Lord, and help us to just have the right desires and delights. The highest celebrations we have are for things of God. And Lord, help us to be right in these things. Help, Lord, I just thought today, delighting in the Word of God. It's not just reading it because we have to, but You said that His delight is in the law of the Lord. Lord, I don't love Your Word enough. Help us to have the right delights. You tell us which ones. Help us to have them. In Jesus' name, our heads are bowed, our eyes are closed.